Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
So this is Abby Sundin interviewing Ronald Wright on September 22nd, 2018 at the Midwest Genealogy Library. All right, so what branch of the military did you serve in?
United States Air Force.
All right, and what did you do in the Air Force?
Well, after basic training, I finished basic training in May of 55. Then they sent me to Biloxi, Mississippi for electronic school. My grades, see, they give you an aptitude test. Mm-hmm. And my grades was, which I don't know how they ever got them, but I got the highest of electronics and mechanical. Of course, I knew mechanical, but I thought, how am I going to get electronics? Because I didn't know that much. But probably the Lord says, hey, you're going to get electronics. So anyway, they sent me to Biloxi to electronic school. I went from electronic school, and then when you pass that, then they sent you to SETS, which is specified equipment that's on airplanes. So I went through that, got out of school January of 56. Then they sent me to McClellan Air Force Base in Sacramento, California. And so then I worked on the equipment that was in the RC-121 Constellation aircraft. That was just some of the equipment that I went to school for. So I worked on that until I got out in December of 58. Now, in the meantime, I worked in the shop as an electronic technician. I took that over the flying. I flew a little bit, but I didn't want to be flying because you're gone a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. See, I was in Air Defense Command, and they flew the Air Force flew the East Coast as an Air Defense Command because we was worrying about Russia.
Right.
You know, and they did the same thing on the East Coast, but I was on the West Coast. I took care of the equipment. And I did that all the time I was there, worked in the shop, repairing equipment. Of course, in the meantime, when I first got there, after I was there 2 weeks, I met this young lady here. She was a Sacramento girl. So then we met on the 5th of
February,
and I hadn't been there but 2 or 3 weeks. And then we got married the 5th of August, 6 months later. And of course I rode home and my mom got acquainted with her by mail and she okayed it. So we've been married 62 plus years. And then my military career, you know, it was no war where I didn't have to mm-hmm. sacrifice my life, really. Like, now, I lost a brother in Vietnam in 68, which that was a bad deal, brilliant me, but the Air Force was a very good educational step for me. Getting out of high school, I didn't know what I really wanted to do, but I got in electronics, and then after I got out of the military, then I went in to work for Federal Aviation Administration, working on the other end of the electronics. See, I worked on the ground equipment then, and when I was in the Air Force, I worked on the airborne equipment. So I was on the other end of it. And I went through life. I went to work for FAA in 60, and then I retired in 93. So I had overall about 37 years or more of government service. 4 years in military and 33 in FAA. And you probably know what FAA is. It takes care of all the flying public, you know, at all the major airports. And we had to maintain the equipment that they they use. So now I don't know what kind of questions.
Yeah, I've got a list of stuff we can work with. So,
okay.
Were you drafted or did you sign up?
No, I signed up.
Yeah, and why did you want to sign up?
Why?
Mm-hmm. Why did you want to sign up?
Oh, now you're getting personal.
Yeah.
You want me to be honest? Okay, I'll tell you what.
You tell me what.
I'll tell you what. The one reason, I don't know how this come about, I was getting ready to get married in, it's in 54. To a lady that I knew her family and everything. We got engaged that fall of 54, and she sent my ring back. Her mom wouldn't let her get married. So I thought, mom says, my mother told me, so well, the Lord blocked that. We weren't supposed to get married. Okay, so then in back of my mind, she told me, she wrote me the Dear John letter. She says, I'm going to join the Air Force. I got to get away from my mom. She didn't agree with her. But anyway, I thought, well, I'll just join the Air Force and maybe I'll run across her. But you know, I got in the Air Force and I never didn't even look her up. I was down there at Biloxi, and there's all kinds of girls going to school and training down there. I didn't even look her up. And then when I went to Sacramento, I met her and it was all over.
There you go.
Yeah.
He and his buddy had been out cruising on a Saturday night, and they hadn't been there very long.
2 weeks.
And he met a couple of girls that went to the same church as I did, or one of them did anyway, and she invited him to come to church the next day. Well, the next day, he came to church where I was going, but she didn't show up, and I did. I was there and introduced myself to him. So that's how we got acquainted. He's had a date right then, right after that. So 6 months later.
That's really fun. So do you have any regrets about your service?
Oh, no. It was the best. That's one of the best things that happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, it got me an education, sent me to the right place to get the right girl. You know, and then it gave me a job the rest of my life. That it gave me a good retirement. You know, working for the government, taking care of the equipment that the flying public uses. You know, to get them safe into an airport in bad weather or whatever. And I had no trouble with the Air Force. I thought it was really great for me, you know. I thought maybe going into electronics was over my head, but it wasn't. You know, I did have enough common sense, I guess, to pass the grades and do all of that.
Yeah, that's really cool. So what was the transition period like for you when you left the military and going into your government job? Was it hard for you, or was it easy, or?
No.
Yeah?
Yeah. Of course, all through the change, they started sending you to schools so you could, on the specific equipment that you was going to be working on. So I had the background being in electronics, so that made it easier. You know, I wasn't just somebody off the street. And you know, you had to have some electronic
training,
you know, and I had 3.5 years of it.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. Was it difficult at all going from a military environment to a civilian environment?
No.
No?
The Air Force, the job that I did in electronics was, you know, we wasn't in no battle or nothing, and it was, you know, I worked from 7 to 3:30, just come in and work on the equipment, and it was a very good job, very blah, blah, blah. I didn't have no problem with it at all. And when I went into FAA, it was no problem. I mean, I had to learn, you know, mm-hmm. learn more. And they sent me many times to Oklahoma City for updated schools, you know. You have to keep educating, mm-hmm. you know.
Stuff just constantly changing.
Just like my aunt used to teach school. She said, they send me to school all the time to update, you know.
Yeah.
This. So you got to keep updating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what was the atmosphere like at being the Cold War? Was there a period of time where it was a little bit more like something could happen? Or, I'm trying to think.
Well, we didn't know what was going to happen. You know, we was worried about Russia real mm-hmm. tremendously, see, mm-hmm. especially from Alaska clear down. And then, of course, the guys on the East Coast, they had to patrol that. The equipment that we used was, of course, we had one main equipment you might call to IFF equipment, that's Identify Friend or Foe. Mm-hmm. See, we had that. And if there'd be an unknown aircraft, they'd send them by message, see? And if they didn't have the right reply, or if they didn't reply, then we had a SAC base, which that was Strategic Air Command. They'd send the planes to find out what the deal was with this plane. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember any problem we ever had. We could have, maybe when I was gone, see? Mm-hmm. But that was just, we was on patrol, you might say, on the coast there, and never had any big alarms or anything like that I know of, you know, while I was there for 3.5 years.
Are you active in any military groups now?
No.
No?
No. No. I spent my other 4 or 5 years in inactive military. Of course, I was while I was working for FAA, see, so. No, that. And then that gave me points to get into FAA, you know, being in the Air Force.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have any friends that you keep in touch with from the time you're in the service?
No, not really anymore. I used to meet some of the guys that was out there at McClellan. I used to see them. They went to work for FAA too. Mm-hmm. I used to see them down in Oklahoma City at the schools. I think two of them that I know of, I used to see them down there, but they was going through the same stuff, you know. But that's, I haven't, I guess I've never...
We've lost touch with...
Lost touch with everybody.
With a couple of them, yeah.
You know how time gets away from us, so
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't have enough things going on.
So if you don't mind me asking, I'm curious about how you felt about the Vietnam War and how it was handled in our country.
Well,
that's kind of a sore
spot. I tell you what, yeah. I lost my brother over there. Mm-hmm. So I will not watch anything on TV as Vietnam oriented or stories. Mm-hmm. I just don't do it. I can't. That when he got killed in 68, that really knocked me out for a while. And I tell you, truthfully, since the Second World War, our business in Korea and Vietnam and all these South Asian countries, I got a problem with that. You know, killing off our men. In this country, it's a shame, but, you know, I guess we have to do it, but I don't know, it's just tragic to me, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know why we have to fool with some of them countries, which I don't know, you know, my brother told me, he come back here on R&R in May of 68, he'd been over there about a year or so, I think, I'm not sure, and he couldn't hardly figure out what was going on over there. He was in the Army, and then he was here for about a month, and then he went back over there in his last month of service, It's probably in the archives here. I don't know all the details. But he only had a month or so to go, and they shipped him back over there, and he got killed by some snipers at night. But he says a lot of times you'd work with these Vietnams, or you'd see them in town in the daytime, and then that night they would start shooting at you, and they said, well, I seen that guy at this store. Hmm. It's just puzzling. So I have a little problem with Vietnam, mainly because of my brother.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a bad time, bad time.
All right. What words of wisdom would you like future generations to know?
Oh, boy.
That's a big question.
Yeah. Well, to get by, you better know the Lord Jesus Christ, for one thing. Yeah. And that's what, to me, it looks like it's lacking more of all time. I don't know. If you listen to the news, I was talking to one of the fellows here. It seems like the younger people, or a lot of the people, they don't know the difference between right and wrong and stuff like this. You know, I mean, they just, if it feels good, do it. You know, I don't go along with that. So, you know, to me, it's a little sad, you know, that seems like some of the younger, I can't say this to all of them, but we met some young people here that were still in high school. One, what was that young little girl that worked?
She's in a Civil Air Patrol.
Yeah.
She's a very senior interesting. In high school.
She's a senior in high school. Yeah. And she's doing some, you know,
she's doing
worthwhile.
Some, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to admire her. And then some of the boys was up there, young seniors, you know.
I think he said he was a junior.
Junior in high school, you know. But we have, you know, we got some that's,
it's
kind of realize what's going on.
Yeah, they're interested in the history, too, of what's
got to be interested in the history, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why we come today, because you don't hear too much about World War One unless you go down to the memorial, you know, down mm-hmm. to Kansas City. We've learned a lot the time or two we've been here. We went to a Civil War seminar here a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot about the Civil War, which was sad. You know, another bad war, but that was really a bad one. Mm-hmm. Fighting among ourselves. But that's about, it's just sad to me about all these, we have to fight on all these countries. And I don't know, I guess they know more than I do about it, but why we have to get in some of these messes, you know. Trump's trying to cut out some of this, but I know it's going to be hard. I don't know. It's hard to work with them. And people over there, a lot of them are, they're not too truthful. So I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, that's politics for you.
Yeah, that's politics. That's bad.
That's politics. All right. So, another big question. What aspect of your service had the biggest impact on your life?
Well, probably the biggest thing, they gave me an education.
Yeah.
Which, that's a big thing in today. Yeah. It got me going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And you know, that was something I got to really be thankful for, the education they gave me, you know. That was the deal.
All right, well, is there anything else that either of you would like to share about your service or...
No, I was proud to serve. You know, I never did have any problem with the Air Force, you know. I took ROTC in high school at Chrisman here and didn't care too much for it. I didn't like all that marching and carrying that stupid, well, it wasn't stupid, but carrying that rifle, and it always got into my shoulder. I says, I'm going to join the Air Force, so I don't have to carry that rifle. So, I don't know. That's about all I got.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would like to share about?
Well, we've been married 62 years. And
last month.
Yeah, in August. Yeah. And just, I've had to pray a lot. Yeah, that's, his mom prayed too. That's, so she was a praying lady. Yeah. Just have to trust the Lord with all these things you have to go through. And the way this world is now, you know, you don't know day to day. So just trust the Lord.